This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This week, Madison Square Park, a six-acre green space in the middle of Manhattan, is full of the cascading sounds of birds and bells. It's a sound sculpture, and NPR's Margot Adler went to check it out.
The sounds of birdsong from all over the world mixed with the occasional chime of bells from the old MetLife Tower seem to come, well, it's unclear where they come from. Marita Chertoriskaya is standing in the park by a baby carriage carrying her five-week-old granddaughter.
I cannot see the birds. Where is it?
What do you think they are? Do you think they're real or do you think it's a recording?
No, it's real. Of course real. I think it's real.
Her husband disagrees. A couple hundred species of birds migrate through the city's parks in the spring and fall, but in small parks like these, the sound of birds is often drowned out by traffic noise. Enter Bill Fontana, sound artist, and his latest project, Panoramic Echoes.
There are four parabolic speakers, which are these large spotlight-sized speakers on the rooftops of...
Can we see them?
You can see the ones, the one on the 14th floor balcony of the New York Life Building. It's just behind the tree.
Fontana didn't like the idea of placing speakers in the park. He wanted something different, something more mysterious. And he loved the idea of bringing back to life the chimes in the old MetLife bell tower, which had been silent for 7 years. The bells in the tower ring every 15 minutes. Fontana sends the sound of the chimes to the four speakers, and a computer program creates a sense of cascades. Sound engineer Tony Rizzillo.
It appears as if when the chimes are playing, there's a bell on every side of you, but it's actually coming from the speakers. And then there is a spatial element acoustically when you hear the bells 47 stories above your head.
There are minutes of silence and street noise, and then the birds begin again. Artist Bill Fontana says it's more magical that way.
If the sound was going constantly, it would maybe become irritating or seem artificial.
Whether real or artificial, almost everyone likes it. Zunia Krone, a visitor from Germany, is sitting on a bench and writing in a notebook. Manny Calero is standing nearby.
I hear those birds singing, that isn't real, is it?
It's a recording, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, when I initially heard the birds, I'm looking around, I'm thinking spring is definitely in the air. So I was very happy. Instantly put a smile on my face.
The sound sculpture will be in the park, or around the park, or on top of the park, until the heart of spring, May 1st. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.